Yeah, when I'm passed on from this earth and I'm in heaven, yeah, you're gonna think back on and say, "Wow, I really wish we made it to the 100th episode."
You're gonna die before 2 more episodes?
Saying there's a universe where that happens.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're very close. This is episode 98.
I think there's forces at work that don't want us to get there.
You do.
I do.
Outside forces?
I think there's outside forces.
Okay.
Who were naysayers and never thought that the three of us in our
would make it to 100.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of them. I didn't think we'd make it to 100.
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh, my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends on the shop, never gonna stop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We're back for episode 98.
So close
to episode 99.
Well, yes,
and
that's true.
And even close to 100.
You're going
to
say even closer. You're going to say even closer, and that's not true.
I was, and I realized that didn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
But as we've talked about in the pregame show, there were a lot of naysayers that thought we wouldn't make it to 100.
Yeah.
And for that, to all of you who didn't believe in us...
Shame on you.
Well,
shame on you.
Absolutely, that's right. Yeah. So we're going to make it. It's going to be a special show. We've got the venue, got the prizes. It's going to be fantastic. So
it's going to be awesome.
I'm your host, Dave, ready for episode 98. And I'm here in St. Louis. Very excited about the show. And I'm also joined by one who's excited and one who's half asleep. But I'll introduce the excited one first. Josh, how you doing?
I am doing well. I actually just saw you, Dave. So for our listeners, I was actually just in St. Louis, saw Dave for kind of a hot minute.
Really?
Yeah, it was short.
Hang out more.
Yeah. It was fun. But I will tell you this, and I didn't tell you at the time. I didn't have the opportunity, but I wanted to tell you. But
do you guys,
good
you guys
I
see each other? Do you have a secret handshake?
Or Omar can interrupt either way. Yes, we do have a very secret handshake, and that's why I will not tell it to you. It's secret. Yeah.
It takes like 3 minutes to get it done.
Good try figuring out our secret handshake.
Yeah.
All right. So when I flew into St. Louis on a early evening flight, and I went to the Philadelphia airport, and I needed to eat dinner because I wasn't going to land till late, and I couldn't get dinner before because it was too early, if that makes sense. So I found this place in the C terminal called Elixir, if anyone knows the Philadelphia airport. And it's basically just they got a few tables, but it's kind of just like this coffee and sandwich cafe type of thing called Elixir. And there was one person working behind the counter, and I look up at the menu, and it has drinks, and there's, sandwiches, and then there's some other stuff, and they have pastries. And I said, okay. And I looked and said, oh, I'll have the turkey, bacon, and cheese sandwich, please, on sourdough. Exactly what it says on the menu up top.
Went healthy. Good.
I went healthy. So I pay for it. And now we've talked about this, but they gave you the, do you want a tip? And I'm like, ugh, I hate this. I don't know what I'm tipping for, but I tipped. I tipped her. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And then I sat down and waited for her to call my name. And sure enough, 5-6 minutes later, I get called and she hands me the sandwich and it's already wrapped up. So I go back to the seat and I unwrap it. I look at it and I go,
hold on, you're putting Omar to sleep.
Yeah, Omar, come on. Keep your eyes open. And I go,
I hope you can watch this on YouTube.
Yeah, it's really, he's sleepy.
The combination of Josh.
So sleepy.
Omar's eyes.
He was sleepy before, by the way, in our pregame, he was sleepy. Let's call it what it is. He's got a little bit of
eyes are starting to cross.
But I look at the sandwich, Dave, and it's not turkey, bacon, and cheese. It's bacon, egg, and cheese, right? Mm. So I go up, and I just say, hey, ma'am. And she comes over. She goes, yeah. I said, look, you gave me the wrong sandwich. This is bacon, egg, and cheese. And she goes, what did you order? I said, turkey, bacon, and cheese. She goes, yeah, that's what that is. And I said, no, this is bacon, egg, and cheese. She said, yeah, that's what you ordered. And I said, no, it's not what I ordered. I ordered, I swear to God, this happened. Turkey, bacon, and cheese. She goes, we don't have that. That's what you ordered. And I thought I was being punked. I thought there was going to be a camera. And I point to the, I said, look, on your menu, turkey, bacon, cheese. And she says, what did you want, a turkey melt? I said, no, I wanted that sandwich on your menu. She's fighting with me. Now we're getting louder, both of us. And there's people that are around. They're like, what the hell are these people talking about?
Really? In Philadelphia, I thought this was just normal.
Yes, it could have been the norm. Business. But yeah. I actually opened up the say, I go, look, this is egg. Is this not egg? And she said, yeah. I said, I wanted turkey. She said, what do you mean turkey? This is what she said to me. I said, turkey, like the meat, the sliced meat, turkey. I'm like, do you not have that? This was so crazy. And I said to her, I even said to her, go, are you punking me? Is this a joke? And she said, I don't know. She goes, do you want a turkey melt or not? I'll make you a turkey melt. Oh. And I said, yeah, yeah. I said, you know what? Make me a turkey melt. It doesn't say turkey melt on the menu. I said, just make me a turkey melt.
Did it say egg sandwich and then underneath
yes,
it?
Yes, there's a bacon, egg, and cheese on the other screen.
Oh, so this wasn't under the subcategory. This no. wasn't a category of egg sandwiches.
But she kept insisting that she made the right.
Was there a scenario?
I was losing my mind.
Well, I mean, one other thing, when you and Dave get around each other, you guys tend to.
He wasn't there. I was in the Philadelphia airport. I'm flying to St. Louis.
Well, okay, fair point.
It's a.
You sure you weren't? You sure you weren't drunk?
I was sober as possible. Yes.
Now, me at an airport, I understand the question. That could easily be the effect of me flying. But yeah, you're pretty sober on an airplane.
Very sober. Here's the worst part. The worst part is now I don't want the bacon, egg, and cheese, and now I want the turkey. Now I have to watch her make this because I'm afraid she's going to do something to it. She was pretty angry. And now I'm like, oh, God. And I'm watching her. I don't think she did anything to it, but she was so angry when she made it. She comes over and goes, here you go, and like throws it onto the counter. I'm like, well, this is unbelievable. And I said, do you want the other one back? No. And then she stormed off. But it was the
– Were there other people waiting in line?
No, there was nobody waiting in line. There were people sitting in the tables next to this
Josh,
little stand,
Josh,
and they were just watching us.
Look, I think –
Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
Are you listening or did you fall asleep too?
Yeah, I'm falling asleep too.
I'm
wrapped with attention.
Yeah, it's not the story doesn't come. I'm realizing now the story doesn't tell as well
I think you could have had that have been a more effective outcome.
In what
I
way?
I think if I was in that seat, I would have been able to steer myself to the sandwich. And
I couldn't have made it any clearer.
No, but the thing is, though, Josh and David can attest to this. Sometimes you have a certain je ne sais quoi about the tone of your voice.
My tone was good until it turned not
good.
Well,
if I could be so bold,
please.
You were treading on the edges of sanctimony, right? And I think with certain people,
yes,
right, it triggers them, and they get into a defensive sort of posture. And once
you're a trigger,
that's done.
Dude.
And so, yeah, I think that you are naturally abrasive, right? Because you're from Philadelphia.
No, no, I'm not naturally abrasive.
Well, listen, you live in a city that throws batteries at people.
Yes, true.
And Philadelphia is a certain type of madness. The people who are fans of those sporting teams.
Okay.
So whether you think you are or not, you might be in terms of your other chaotic or friends who are nuts, you know, who are volatile at times, who, you know, turn over cars and trash cans or whatever.
Okay.
If the fucking Sixers win the NBA finals, right? You have a little bit more.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Sort of passiveness for sure. But compared to other places around this country, this wonderful country that we have the pleasure of living in, you are exactly that.
Listen, I'm not confrontational. I'm not.
Yes, you are. Listen,
I am?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You're a function. You're the result of your surroundings. You know, I'm sure she is too. Like, you looked at it and got it wrong, and then bam, the thing goes 60 miles an hour.
It was crazy.
That's your environment.
She was gaslighting me. First of all, the place sells seven things. That's it. Seven things. She had no clue what
so
I was talking about.
She made the turkey melt out of the blue. This was not on the menu.
She called it a turkey melt, and she would only make it until I finally agreed, like, okay, I'll have a turkey melt. But it doesn't say turkey melt.
I've never even heard of a turkey melt. I don't even know what that is.
You never heard of a melt?
So let me ask you this. Yeah. So Omar, you're in Josh's spot. What do you do? Because I know what I would do.
You would eat the bacon, egg, and cheese. I already know that.
Yes, I would say thank you for making that mistake. So I love an egg, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. That would have been like, did I say turkey? You read my mind. I meant egg.
I knew what you would do.
Yeah.
I didn't want it. Probably,
if it was good enough, I would keep it and eat it.
Look, normally I like bacon, egg, and cheese. I do like bacon. I didn't want a bacon. It was dinner. I just didn't want that. I wanted turkey. It was clear as day.
You fight. I give up. Omar, what do you do?
The worst part is I tipped her. I tipped her for this.
I it's not complicated. I order the turkey sandwich, right? But I get her open just however she wants to serve it. However she wants to serve it. I didn't care.
So what if she serves it without turkey? Which is what happened to me.
But David and I's overarching point here is that I think your way of communicating to her, right, like you're guiding your eighth beer at a Phillies game, isn't necessarily conducive to someone not getting into a defensive sort of place of mind.
I couldn't believe what was happening, and everyone's watching.
It is a lesson learned here, Josh. If you were to repeat this again, say you could play this over and over. Is there a scenario where she very kindly gives you a new sandwich? Like, do you think you could have engineered the situation differently?
No, zero. She had no clue what I was talking about. It literally says turkey, bacon, cheese. That's all it says as the item. She had no clue what I was talking about. I'm pointing to it. Look, I even said, look at your menu. Look up there. See the second one down in the middle? That's what I want. She goes, I gave that to you. I'm like, this is egg. I thought I could have sworn I was being gaslit. Like,
sometimes you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes, you know? I don't know what that means exactly.
I agree. But
that makes no sense.
I've said my piece. David, we've said our piece.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
That's it. Done.
I think we are two wounded people that have been on the other end of your arguments before. So this is not new territory for us.
Yeah.
I wasn't letting go. There's no way I was eating that sandwich.
And you want to know what, David? If you recall, metaphorically, often the turkey never even existed to begin with.
According to her, there was no turkey.
That's my point.
Yeah. What kind of meat did you get?
I think I got turkey. It wasn't good.
She said they didn't have turkey, and then you end up with a turkey.
She didn't understand what turkey was.
Yeah,
she was literally thrown by the word turkey. She had no clue.
You ate some mystery meat.
I don't know what I ate, quite honestly. I just was watching her like a hawk because I was just waiting for the hawk a loogie in there. I was just watching her. Thankfully, she makes it on that stupid little quick microwave thing. on the counter. It doesn't. She doesn't go in the back to do it.
Did you have any stomach issues after? Nothing.
No, okay. Thankfully. But believe me, I was waiting.
All right.
I was waiting. Yeah.
I'm glad. Glad to see things are going well, Josh.
Things are swimming.
Also, join me at every episode, all 98 of them, is Omar. Omar, how you doing? Are you doing okay? We feel like you've been very busy. You're man about
town,
the world. What's going on?
I see a new horizon. I can see it now.
Okay.
I'll start with that.
What does that mean?
I can see the future, Josh.
What do you see?
Things that you can't even imagine.
Wow.
I was in New York for a week.
Yeah.
I was staying at the 22 Hotel, which is my new place. I would not move to New York City anymore because I will live there when I'm in New York. They will store my stuff for me.
Okay.
Oh.
And when I come back to when I'll be there, they'll unpack it. I already have it or unpacked.
Yeah, that's nice.
Do you get a discount when you do that sort of thing?
No, I think he pays more.
No. A little bit.
A little bit of what?
Discount or a little bit discount. More? A little bit discount.
Yeah.
So, how does that work? Do you say, "Can I talk to the general manager? I want to live here." Like, how does that conversation?
Yeah, work? How does that work? Do you promise them a certain amount of nights a year?
I've done it a few times, and it's actually pretty liquid, because the best hotels are always sold out anyway, or many of them are.
Yeah,
and so. It basically was a week to week or night to night kind of thing. I would get charged like once every other week.
Wait. If you're there or not, you're charged?
No. Only if I'm there.
Okay. Well, that's how it works for everybody. Hotel. That's how it works for anyone who's staying at a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. It'll be like 1 month, like 2 week stints, 1 week stints, stuff like that.
So you told him. You told the gentleman I will be staying for at least a week each time I'm here.
Yeah. Or no, per month. In aggregate. Like 90 days. No, it's not that
you're
much of a
any sense. You're going to that's what I said originally. You're saying I'm going to stay at least a certain amount of days per year.
Yeah.
That's why you get a discount. That's why you get this treatment.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that originally?
I don't know, Josh, I'm tired.
Listen. But they're going to store your stuff.
Yes.
And they'll unpack it.
And they're great, the Chachi boy, which is
their dog.
Really great. I have one. I love her. She's doing her job. Potential nemesis there. But she's like Chachi boy jumping up on the sofa. And whenever anything wrong, when I'm at the hotel downstairs.
The lobby. There?
Yeah. Well, yeah. In the kitchen lounge area.
Where the
restaurant is. But that Larry David had that whole thing with Wanda Sykes? Where
on the show.
On the show, yes. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And whenever he did anything that was remotely racist, even
yes.
anyway,
she was there.
Right there.
She'd pop up every time. Yeah.
The greatest. Like, one of the most underrated, by the way, ideas in the history of television.
Oh, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
He's fantastic.
He's a genius.
He really is a genius. Anyway, when I had those few moments whenever with Miles happened, she's always there. And that was really fascinating. But
I see what you're saying.
People
I see what
doing
saying.
Their jobs. But I'm still sending pizza there every night. So that was expensive.
What do you mean? Stop. What do you mean you're sending pizza there every night? You're sending whenever pizza where?
Whenever I stay in many hotels, but this one in particular, every night I'm there, I send eight pizzas.
Eight pizzas to the staff every single night you're there.
Yeah. And I vary it. Like Bleecker Street, John's, Joe's, Grimaldi's.
Do they know it's from you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of pizzas, dude.
So a guy walks in the lobby, has eight pizzas, drops it on the desk, and says, "This is for you guys." And then what are they supposed to do with it then?
Eat it?
They do historically save me a slice of cheese and a slice of pepperoni, but it goes to the staff.
That's a lot. Eight but pizzas Josh, in New York is a lot of money.
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
I bet you each pie is $25, $30. Right?
Yeah. So I'd say $250.
It's like yeah, two. I could show you the. It's like, yeah, it's like 250 to 350. I have like so many orders. I was there for 7 days.
You should like get a punch card so you get like every eighth pizza is free.
No, but yeah, I have it from different places. I send variety.
This is over the top.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm kind of in the middle here because this is a 2026 goal for me. I want to be more like I need to spend a lot more time thinking through my Christmas like gifts to people that do work or you know around me and things like that. Like to be more generous. I'm not very generous. I don't even think of like I should give this person a gift or something to just thank them. Like I want to do it. Like it's,
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you. And you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
As soon as someone suggested, I just never think of it. And Omar is inspiring because he's always thinking of it.
But here's the thing, though. Let's be honest. Omar has an MO for doing it. He has ulterior motives.
What?
You want to be treated with a certain level of respect. And
no.
You want? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You told a story on one of our early episodes, how the entire crew of the what's that one hotel in LA you always went to?
The Mayflower? Like,
not the Mayflower.
Where's David? Where's he going with this?
Marmont. Right?
Chateau Marmont.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he broke you down.
They all moved to a different hotel or they all left.
Yeah.
And you lost all the favor that you had built up over the years.
Right. You were upset about that.
And so you gave the concierge or the person at the desk, I can't remember which one, you gave them like $200 to be split amongst everyone. And then you never saw that.
I went to the Beverly Hills Hilton.
Yes, whatever.
Beverly Hills Hotel, I should say.
But you did it, if I remember correctly, and I definitely do remember correctly, you did it because you wanted that table at that restaurant whenever you walked in.
That's more like...
Right. It's transactional. Yeah. You're buying favor.
I don't ask for anything from them.
Well, yes, you do.
I'm already staying there. It's nice to do it.
You want them to take care of your dog.
They don't take care of my dog.
They don't? You just said that. Didn't you just say they're nice to...
No, they're nice to Chachi Boy, but okay. I was nice to Chachi Boy.
You want them to unpack your stuff in your room?
No, they haven't even done that yet.
I mean, yet.
What's the matter with you, Josh?
How dare you?
No, you would expect. Well, look.
Shame on you, Josh.
I smell something funny.
If you gave these gifts, Omar, and they weren't nice to you, or they weren't, you know, favoring you a little bit, you'd be a little burned by that, right?
Yeah.
No.
It's always they're super cool, but it's very nice.
You're over the top, though. Eight pizzas every single night for a week or two is too much.
But it's genius, though, in a way, because if he gives one pizza, it's nice. If it's two pizzas, it's kind of nice. Eight pizzas, that's a story people remember. That's what he's doing.
Dave,
he wants them to remember.
Dave,
right?
I agree with you. You do that one night, and they sing your praises the entire week you're there.
Look, Josh, I'll put something out there, okay?
Go ahead.
Now,
go ahead.
To be clear.
Yes.
Because you're being very You're like Tucker Carlson right now. I was asking questions.
I'm just asking questions. That's very insulting. Very insulting.
It's very successful.
It's very true.
Very insulting.
So, look, does it increase the probability greater than zero that like I'll get an upgrade?
Yes, it does.
Maybe. I don't know the answer to that.
The answer is yes, it does. We all know the answer to that.
By the way, I also send them ice cream too, which is like they let me use the freezer. Which is
how much shit are you sending them,
dude? New York City has my favorite flavor ice cream.
You're gonna die penniless. I'm convinced of it.
No,
you might buy. He'll have a large funeral. Have a large funeral.
Yeah,
or there'll be a lot of hotels. Listen, who was that guy?
Did you ever watch? You ever watch Brewster's Millions?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's
tossing. I don't remember anything about the movie, but the concept has been planted in my brain.
He lives Brewster's Millions every day.
Hey, listen.
Walks around as Brewster from Brewster's Millions.
Yeah.
We are building something. You can do it. You have to believe in something, gentlemen.
Yes. Oh. Okay. That
I
was
hope
completely
remember the
ambiguous.
Movie. Remember the movie.
I remember the movie. And when he runs out of money, everyone's done.
No. It's a Wonderful Life.
Richard Pryor wasn't in that.
And then remember the other one, Groundhog Day.
I mean, it's like you're speaking in riddles.
No. Groundhog Day was all about the way that Bill Murray broke out of that.
I get it.
Day,
yeah, I get
nice
it.
Nice to people.
I get it.
Yes, let's break it. You guys are living, we're all living in the fucking Matrix, including our listeners.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right. Dave, how are you doing?
Glad you're doing well, too, Omar. I'm doing pretty good. I am excited to tell you that I've solved a problem. They've created a product for me that I've been so desperate to find.
Is it a comb?
Is it?
It just worked out. I need a haircut.
Is it ointment? What's this product you so desperately needed?
It is called X Real Glasses. X, just the letter X, Real. X Real Glasses.
Okay.
And they are awesome.
What are they?
They're sunglasses, and they look like sunglasses. They're the depth of basically sunglasses. When you're wearing them, it looks like you're wearing heavy, dark sunglasses, but they're not like a VR thing, right? You plug it into your phone, and whatever you're watching on your phone becomes a big screen TV in front of your face.
Oh, wow.
And it works. You don't have to be connected to Wi-Fi. It's if you have a movie download on your phone. You can watch video. You play video games, whatever, as long as you can connect. You know, it's got an audio jack into it. This is my solution for flying.
Is it an audio jack or it's an eight? Or it's got to be a video cable, right?
It's a USB-C.
Both. It's audio and
video.
What
if your flight doesn't have Wi-Fi?
You don't need it, he said.
But I'm saying if I'll download stuff ahead of time, so I don't necessarily need something streamed. I have all my shows.
What is this thing called again?
I want to
Real. Real. And it works like I have a Steam Deck thing, which for video games, you plug it in and boom, large screen TV, play video games.
That's pretty cool.
It has little speakers, but you can then connect them to your AirPods so that
Bluetooth.
You can Bluetooth.
So you don't disturb anyone on the plane.
That's right. So you don't have someone next to you listening to the movie.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's exactly what I wanted. It's a large screen TV on my face without having, you know, these big goggles or anything.
Yeah, that's big.
So we drove to Wisconsin and someone else was driving and I was watching, you know, a big movie right in front of my face.
I'm glad you said someone else was driving. that would have been interesting.
I didn't probably need to add that detail.
No, you didn't.
I have been known to watch TV while I'm driving.
Yes, we learned that the other day.
Not with these glasses. So
cool.
It's kind of a public service announcement. But I finally solved the issue. Like,
is it in 4K or HD? Is it really crisp and clear?
It's probably no. I wouldn't say it's probably the 4K. And the hard part is if I'm wearing my contacts, you know, it's clear. And if I am not, then it's as fuzzy as I was watching TV without my contacts. So I guess you could get corrective lenses for them, but that's way too much work.
Yeah.
But I think it's certainly close enough to, you know, airplane work and Uber stuff, you know, if you want to.
That's pretty
you don't
cool.
look like a big idiot because you just look like you're wearing dark sunglasses. So I'm not sure about the idiot part, but I'm pretty sure you don't look
so
like
So you've done this on a plane? Yes.
I haven't yet, but I've done it in a car. So
okay.
you
okay.
It have I done it on a plane? I have done it on a plane. Yes, I have done it on a plane.
So when you did it on a plane, did you have to take medication? Or did that
solve? Wait. Are we talking about the Mile High Club?
Yes. Yes, he is talking about the Mile High Club.
Are you a member too?
Yes.
No comment.
He did. He with a flight attendant. But he sent her four pizzas first.
That's funny.
Yep, very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I haven't gone so far as to go, I don't know, raw? What are you, raw. I don't know what you
raw.
Gross. Yeah.
Raw dog. Raw meaning without medication. Yeah. That's one way to, yeah, that's funny.
So, all right, anyway.
That's cool. Are they expensive, by the way?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's, more than 400?
Yep.
Wait, wow. How do you spell it? S or X?
X.
X real.
R-E-E-L.
R-E-A-L.
Like real. Oh, not
yeah, X real. Yeah, okay. Glasses.
All
and,
right.
I think they're worth every penny. It's imagine all the different scenarios where you just want to watch TV, you want to be, don't be left alone. A hotel, you know, whatever. Like, you don't have to worry about your what are you bringing? Your
is the picture that much better that you that you wouldn't watch on the TV,
dude?
Yeah, well, it's like it's a massive big screen.
That's
you know,
like a,
right
it's like a like a dude, equivalent to like a movie theater.
Can they be a sponsor of ours?
I would love that.
Yeah, sure, no problem. We'll make a call.
So anyway, so it's out there, people. Especially
interesting.
My fear of flying. Homies
all right.
Out there.
Can, check out X-Reel.
Check it out. All
very
right,
cool.
So should we start the show?
Yes, let's get this going.
All right, so here we start episode 98. On this show, what we do is we each come up with, and we've done it.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
But already, we do it all the time.
We're doing it constantly.
We each have topics in our lives that we don't tell each other ahead of time, and then we bring it up here, and we comment on it, and we usually solve problems or create products or get Omar in trouble or whatever.
Whatever.
So we're going to look forward to do that. We each have our topics ready. But before we jump into it, I want you to know how you can follow us. We have a email address. That's friends@fts.media. Please email us. We'd love to hear from you. We have a website, which has gotten more interesting. I'll come
yes,
back to
it
this.
Has.
Friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. You can check us out there with lots of stuff. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Just look for Friends Talking Shop, all one word, at Friends Talking Shop. So let's kick off the show finally. I'll go first again because I want to go back to our website and
yes.
Something new that's been added. So at friendstalkingshop.weebly.com, we now have swag on our website.
We have a whole merch store.
We do. And Josh is tirelessly working for our podcast. It's pretty amazing. But I have my topic is something around this. But I'm looking at the site right now. There's like three different hoodies. There are three different long sleeve shirts. There are like eight different short sleeve shirts.
A lot of short sleeve shirts. Yeah.
Hats,
yeah.
Cups, tote bags,
mugs.
Cozy? Cozy?
Cozy. Cozy. Yeah. Your
cozy?
Beer cozy. Yeah. Yeah. We got that. We got a little wine tumbler. Yeah. There's a lot of product there. I think I think everyone should check it out. And we're
so
right in time for the holidays. Right in time for the holidays, Dave.
That's right. Yeah. And there is a promo code. I made a big order and forgot to put the promo code.
Yes.
So I'm paying full price.
If you want free shipping for orders over $75, use promo code FTSThanks. That's FTS.
Where's this money going?
Well, so that's my topic. So first of all, I think we mentioned this before. I'm listening to the podcast and all of a sudden I see ads. Like, who's got ads going on? Like, how did that happen? So we first had to get to the bottom of that.
Which we did. Oh my God, David, you know what's happening?
What?
Josh is Zuck, and you and I are the stupid, whatever the guys, the Chartuni
twins. The Winklevoss twins.
The Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, he's a sting, and we're the police.
I don't mean stupid. I'm kidding.
Well, but so Omar, Josh sends us out, you know, a finished product, by the way. Like,
yes.
And Omar does respond with, hey, can we have some input?
Not what he said.
All right, what did he say?
Hey, can we add dogs to this?
That is inaccurate.
No, that's exactly what you wrote. Read the text.
Oh,
I will get the text out right now.
I'm talking about our conversation from earlier.
No,
dismissive, Josh. This is what we talked about earlier, too.
No, this is...
It was like you ordered a tuna melt.
Well, because here's the thing. Josh, it's great, but we have the king of merch
branding.
On our team.
Do
branding.
We?
Have the key of branding.
Do we?
Branding.
Well, he says he is.
Look, here's what he wrote. I got the exact text. Here's Omar, quote, I would like to have some input on the gear. I think we need more dogs. That was exactly right. What he wrote. Well, now, we don't have dogs as part of this podcast. There's no dog affiliated with our name or brand.
Josh, have you ever managed or been partnered with a creative before?
Yeah, I am a creative.
Okay.
So what am I?
Yeah.
I'm not creative.
You're a voice of reason, my friend.
Oh,
and guidance and strategery.
That's right.
Josh, wait a second. If I could be so bold. Josh, I was just kidding. That was just a phrase about the dogs.
Was it?
Because
all your shit has dogs on it. All of it.
That is not true.
That's 100% true.
Look, I have brands behind me that do not have a dog on it.
It's all dogs. I'm looking at it. Dogs. The only thing it isn't is that
ass
stupid
parts.
Line.
Ass parts.
And that's exactly why I will take over
look at this.
For ass parts.
LW3 Alignment Center.
Yes, okay. Again.
You remember, right. Can you remind the listeners what ass parts stands for?
People who go to Aspen and St. Bart's. There's a certain type of
yes,
person. It's an aspirational brand.
Yes. You're right. All about the tagline.
No, Joshua, we're building brands here. And my point is, you have a brilliant brain. You do. Your aptitude isn't necessarily as high in other areas as you might think it is. Right? So you should lean in. Lean into David. We'll embrace you with warmth.
I told both of you, let's tell me what you want to say. We can make it.
All right. So
I said that in my
text. Here to-
of course. I never said no, I'm the only one doing it.
But I also mean like the types of things. Can you send me some of the original images of the FTS brand, please?
Yes, I can do that. Of our branding. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It's already on the ChatGPT, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it probably is. It's all over your ChatGPT.
Okay.
How did you choose when to use our faces, when not to? Because I thought that was an interesting.
I had to think about what a variety of items that I thought people might enjoy. And first to start with, like,
How did you get to those items that you thought people might enjoy? What drove that based on you
first of
speaking
all,
to people?
We have only a few.
Focus group?
We have, okay. Number one, we have a album cover, our logo. That's number one. Number two, we have a circular logo. Okay. So that's already in place. Number three, we have all the social media that I've been doing. All right.
Wait. Okay. Okay.
And we have an exit screen for our YouTube and our clips. And we have an intro screen for our YouTube and our clips. Those are the things that identify with FTS. And I use those on all our products.
Okay.
It's that simple. I'm not using rogue stuff.
Well, here's my concern. Okay.
Your concern?
Yeah. Well, look, I think the goal here, David, Josh, if you could put earmuffs on for a second.
Yeah, okay. I'm earmuffed.
David, the goal with Josh is we want to encourage him, right?
Right.
But we also have to put in some governance. Josh,
I know.
Josh, you can come back, Josh.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, how do we not curb his enthusiasm, but yet don't let him unconstrained.
And I have to say, Josh, if you like, you know, you if it, what do you think Anna Wintour would say if she met you?
Hey, how are you doing? I don't know what Anna Wintour would say. That's the point. Our listeners are not Anna Wintour fans. Our listeners are salt of the earth like us.
I like some of this stuff. I'm looking at it right now.
Sugar of the earth. We're not so much salt. Dave's salt.
I think we should have yeah, but this is great, Josh. We want to encourage this, Dave.
Yeah.
We want to encourage Josh.
Listen, you know,
we do.
Let's be honest about things here. Who posts on social media?
You do.
Yeah, I do. Are those posts creative?
Yeah.
Some of them are. Yeah, sure.
Some of them. I think they're pretty creative. And I've made over 600 of them. Okay?
Wait.
You come up with 600 ideas and get back to me.
Are you Gaylord Perry now all of a sudden? Or Phil Negro? Is that what we're talking about right now? Longevity?
No, it's not about longevity.
Yeah.
It's not easy to come up with a new idea for a post every single day.
Simply, is that on some of the merch?
Yeah.
We could come up with maybe some more in-brand phrases.
Tell me. Right? Tell me. Yeah. I'm more than happy to make something you guys have designed.
This is our business meeting right here.
Yes.
We're on air. Raising our hand saying.
Yes. I'm more than happy to do that.
By the way, I'll make you a bet. Ready?
Oh, boy.
That your items sell more than mine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I knew that was,
Done. Done.
Absolutely.
Done. Here's the problem, though. You are going to log in as Shmomar naming and then buy $4,000 worth of your own product.
I will not.
Yes, you are. You're going to do that. All I know is I told you guys about the merch store.
You let me do my thing, okay?
I'll let you do your thing.
What are you taking as homework here, Omar? Are you going to design?
He's going to design something and then let me know and I'll put it on the site.
I'm going to come up with a new FTS LW3 or maybe it's FTS on its own as well.
Yes, so it's an FTS store
thing, right? Brand, and then a certain visage will pop into my head.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you tell me and I'll make it, I'll put it into the store. We'll see how
it sells. I have an idea what it will be. I do.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So that will be amazing. It's going to be basically, you'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So, but I'm very excited.
And I will label it on the store so people will know this is Omar's design.
Omar Edition. How about
Omar Edition?
I prefer the DEI edition. Thank you.
That's funny. That's funny.
Now, also, before I relinquish my topic, I forgot. I should have led with this. Josh, we have big news about the podcast. We have been nominated.
Yes.
For a podcast award. Actually, not one podcast award.
Two.
But two podcast awards.
Yes.
Can you? I don't have it up. Can you explain for everyone what just happened?
Discover Pods is a internet
sensation.
Yes, internet sensation. That's right.
This gold standard of podcasts.
It's basically for indie pods, independent pods. You know, not for like the Smartlist of the world or Joe Rogan of the world. That's with a big production agency. It's for the independents, for the indies, and they every year have awards. And we have been nominated for two of them. One is the Podcast of the Year Award, which we're up against like 12 other podcasts. There's a lot of competition there. And then the Comedy Podcast of the Year, where we're up against only four others, I think something like that, four or five others. So if you get a chance, check out our Instagram or TikTok. There is a link on the post regarding these awards and give us a vote. We would love it. Or just, you know, maybe Google Discover Pods voting or something like that. And you'll see us in the drop down with those two topics. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me look that up here so we don't just don't make people do all the work.
Yeah. But it's on our Instagram and TikTok. And there's a QR code as well as a link.
Look, I encourage our listeners not to vote.
Okay. You know what? I mean,
no, I want to tell you why.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm not pulling a Kanye here. Okay. I'm just saying, do we need a third party validate? Do we need third party validation?
Don't, but it would be.
I do.
I do as well. I do as well. I lied. We okay, absolutely
you
do.
What? Yes. You know what? I think I kind of do too. So,
yes.
Please, our listeners.
It'd be so nice.
I've never asked any of you to do anything ever. Literally, I always discourage engagement.
If you vote, tell us you voted
Josh
by
always
email,
thirsty.
And Omar
Josh
will send you 8 pizzas.
Oh, I can't find where to vote, Josh.
All right, whatever.
What's going on here?
The link is on our
okay.
Instagram and TikTok.
Is it on our website? Website too?
No, but I'll put it on the website.
All right.
I will add it to the website.
Or TikTok, Instagram. Go find that link. And please vote for us, because if we win, I would rather win Comedy Podcast of the Year than Podcast
I
of the
agree.
Year.
I agree.
I think if I told someone we won Podcast of the Year, no one's going to believe that.
No one will
that
believe
actually
it.
Happened.
No one will believe it.
Comedy, it's weird enough. Maybe,
but it might happen. It might happen. Spread the word.
By the way, if it doesn't happen, it's going to happen pretty soon, either way, to be clear.
What the hell does that mean?
It means we're going to buy or we're going to create our own awards.
Love it. One way or another, we're getting an award.
There you go.
We've been written up in a magazine. Now it went out of business after we were written about. Maybe and
if we win, maybe we'll make a hoodie or a shirt that declares us the winner.
No more. That'd
be specialty merch.
Think about the stuff that Josh has done for this show.
I know.
Josh, this show is like your third kid.
Yeah. I love this show.
It really
is. That's
why
I'd like a little respect. That's all I'm asking for is just a little respect.
Take it the wrong way.
No,
I'm not upset.
No, please do. Please do. That's right. Otherwise, what are we doing?
That's true.
Josh wants to complain about us not appreciating him. That's part of his fuel.
It is. That's one of the shirts, by the way. FTS complaining since 2022.
Nothing but props. But this is what's driven. Look at the Jews. This is exactly what it is.
Oh my God!
No, I'm saying it in a wondrous way.
In a
wondrous way.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure that's how you took it, Josh.
Yeah, that's sort of how I took it.
We're hitting.
That was 20 seconds after he mentioned Kanye.
Oh my God! Oh, I didn't. You know what? Okay, that's a funny story.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Okay.
Well, are we pivoting?
We're pivoting. Check out our merch store, though. Go to our website, www.friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. Click on the merch button up top, and you'll be taken right to our store.
And vote for our podcast.
Oh, yeah, do that too.
We'd love to win this thing and hit that 100th episode with a win, and we'll probably just shut it down at that point because we can't do any better than that. So,
no, that's true.
Anyway.
That might be
Josh,
it.
Josh, let's go to your topic.
Okay, this is kind of, I wasn't sure if I was to make this a topic, but I really want to talk about it so badly, but it's not a typical topic. Let's put it that way. Have you guys been following the Brian Walsh murder trial at all?
Mm-mm.
Omar?
Brian Walsh.
Omar?
No.
It's been televised. It's being televised. Now, I haven't seen much of the trial being televised.
The guy that ate the baby or something?
No, he did not eat a baby. I think you're thinking of Johnson versus Dingo. That's a bigger trial and we're not even sure if the dingo ate the baby. This is a guy.
I have to say, I really enjoy making David laugh.
Yes, it's nice, right?
Johnson versus Dingo is a good one. Yeah, that.
Thank you.
Every once in a while.
So Brian Walsh is this dude, and I'm going to try to set this up but not give you the answer because I want you to give me the answer, if that makes sense. It's a trial going on in Massachusetts. He's married to his wife, Anna. And they have New Year's Eve dinner on December 31st, obviously.
Wait, what the fuck is New Year's?
New Year's Eve. What are you talking about? What did I say?
New Year's.
Yeah,
it's
New Year's Eve.
New Year's.
It's New Year's Eve.
David, can you hear this?
I probably say it the same way.
God damn you guys.
I knew what he
God
meant.
Damn you guys. Anyway, this is in, I think, in Massachusetts. And they have New Year's Eve dinner on the 31st of December, obviously, 2022. Okay. The next morning, she's missing.
Wait, what day was that?
That'd be New Year's Day.
Yeah, grandmother. Sure.
Anyway, why this case is fascinating? I'm going to tell you why this case is fascinating.
All right, tell us.
All right. No one has found her body. Okay,
that's weird.
No one knows where she is or her body is. I should say her body is. But before jury selection, so obviously he's on trial for murder of his wife. He has pled not guilty. He said he didn't do it. But he has pled guilty to, and I'm going to read you what he's pled guilty to, misleading police and, ready for this, unlawful disposal of a body. What? That's what he's pled guilty to. So he's claiming, I'm not going to tell you what he's claiming. So that's the scoop, right? And I'll tell you about the evidence in a second. Now the prosecution says he murdered his wife, he dismembered her, and he got rid of the body somehow. It's somewhere, right? Okay. He says something different. What do you think his defense is?
Can I go first?
Yeah, I want to know what you think his defense is.
I don't know if I heard all the details correctly, but can he? I feel like I've seen a movie that's like this. She falls and dies.
This is called The Staircase. That's The Staircase. What? Remember The Staircase?
Yes, it was on HBO, right? Yeah. Was that the... Well, yes. That's what I'm guessing. Somehow she dies. He panics, cuts her up and buries her. He didn't murder her, but he cuts her up and buried her. Is that...
You, my friend, are a genius. Because that is the defense's argument. The defense is arguing that he didn't kill her. She died suddenly in her sleep. And he woke up, found her dead body, and panicked and thought that people are going to think that he murdered her. So what does he do? He goes and buys a hacksaw, cuts her up, and disposes of her pieces. But he didn't kill her. Now, this is some of the details that have been unearthed with this. Ready for this? Investigators found a hacksaw, a hatchet, shears, a mop, and hundreds of dollars of cleaning supplies and other tools that were purchased right after her disappearance. Right?
December 30th?
Yeah. Well, this will be January 1st or January 2nd, something like that. They also have video of this schmuck at Lowe's buying all this shit with a mask on. And he's buying all this. They found all this shit in all these dumpsters around the area. They found that the hacksaw, the hatchet. They found some of her stuff. They found her purse. They found her COVID card, vaccine card, all in the same trash bag as this crap that he obviously used to cut her up, right?
Yeah.
And they found blood on that stuff that matches her blood, which is unbelievable.
Well, he's admitting he did this, right?
No, he's admitting he didn't kill her. He's admitting that he chopped her up, that he panicked.
Yeah, so all the evidence of the blood and the bags and all that stuff, like that he's pleading guilty to that.
Yes, that's correct. Well, mishandling a body or whatever.
So that doesn't prove his story to be... I think what's really bad evidence is that he bought all this stuff. Like, if it was like a few days before the murder, I would think that's a little suspicious.
Not only did he buy all that, but his Google searches revealed And by the way, you got to love Google searches. They're friggin' awesome. Revealed body disposal. That's what he searched. Decomposition. He searched dismemberment. And this is a good one. How long before a body starts to smell? He searched that too.
What date was that? Could that have been on January 1st at 5 a.m.? Is that?
These are all done after she was no longer living.
Okay, so he's saying he searched this when she
died
mysteriously?
Yeah, it was not December 31st or 30th. This was after. I'm pretty sure. Maybe someone will correct me. They also have a life insurance policy on her for $2.7 million where he is the sole beneficiary.
All right. Well, that can happen.
In addition to that, this dude was convicted. This was prior, convicted in an international art fraud scheme where he sold forged artworks and he served time. Mm. Okay. So my point is the balls on this guy, the, as we say, the chutzpah to say, I didn't kill her. I just chopped her up and disposed of the part. Is anyone going to, this is absurd on its face. This is crazy town, USA. This is nuts. Who would do that? Who would panic and then decide, okay, let's say you panic. Oh, by the way, she was having an affair too, by the way, which he found out about. So that's part of his defense. It's like, well, she was having an affair. I knew about it. She was going to leave me. Therefore, you know, it's been in facto. I panic because everyone thinks I killed her because of all this.
Right.
This is insanity. But they don't have a murder weapon. They don't know how she died because they don't have her body. So there's a potential here that they're not going to be able to prove that he did it. But
isn't the hacksaw a pretty good?
No, the hacksaw was used to chop her up. That was used to kill her in his argument.
If you do start hacking someone up, that they will die. I'm no doctor.
Unless he's hacked her up, as he said, after she died. He's claiming she died in the middle of the night and he woke up. She was dead. He panicked. Bought all the stuff at Lowe's and then chopped her up.
Is it a pillow? That brings up a good question I've always had. Can you actually smother someone with a pillow and suffocate them?
Of course you can. You should be able to. You could definitely do that. No, you could definitely
You think
do that.
So? Of course. I think you can breathe through a pillow.
What? You can't breathe.
You press a pillow on your face, you think you can't breathe and you die.
Correct.
I don't know.
Why would you be able to breathe through a pillow?
It's
not
weird.
Porous.
Well, it is cloth. I can breathe through my shirt. I'm not suffocating here as I put my shirt over my mouth.
If I clumped up your shirt and put it over your mouth and nose and pushed down, you'd die.
Well, then if that's possible, I'm just asking the question. Then a murder weapon could be the pillow. Like, why do they need to find a murder weapon for this crazy story?
Well, because that's how murders are prosecuted. You need murder weapons and you need bodies. There's no report on how this woman died. There's no autopsy. There's no crime scene. There's nothing.
Yeah.
This is what's crazy. But my point is, as I'm watching, and by the way, this case is fascinating. It is fascinating. My point is, at some point, can't we just say as the justice system, like, if I'm like the prosecution, I would walk up. This would be my closing argument. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, come on. Come on. Really? Come on. That's it. That's my whole argument. That's all I need. Because any sane person knows this dude killed her.
Well, you know, right? If I was the judge, I don't know what the law is for dismembering a body, but I would almost
he's guilty on that. He's going to get time for that.
Well, then I would say the penalty for panicking and dismembering a body is life. So who cares if we can approve the murder? Like, you're going away forever anyway.
But it's not.
Like,
that's by law. By law, it sets it. The judge can't decide whatever the hell he wants. He can decide up to the maximum of the law. The law for disposing of bodies, definitely not life.
I'm saying that's what it should be. So discouraged from this nonsense from happening again.
It's not.
If you panic and cut up a body because you think you'll be accused of murder, that should also be a crime.
Well, it is a crime. You pled guilty to that.
For a long sentence. Like, I don't want a 1 year versus life.
I agree. Yeah. But he also is not going to be life if he's found not guilty on murder. That's my point. My point,
Omar.
Do you see what I'm saying, Omar? What do you make of this whole thing?
Wait, what do I make of it? What? Whether he's guilty or not? Him having the right plea?
No, of this whole story. Are you paying attention?
Yeah, I am.
What, okay, let's put it this way. If you're part of the jury, mm-hmm. right? And the judge says, because this is the way it works, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. Isn't there always a doubt that potentially his story is true? Isn't there a doubt? There has to be, right? There has to be percentage is greater than zero that what he says happened.
I think that's what happened.
Stop.
You believe him?
Yeah, I do.
You believe him? Even when he bought all this stuff a week beforehand, I'd like to know some of those details.
He didn't buy it a week beforehand.
I don't know when he bought it. That's an important detail.
He bought it after she had vanished already.
When did he buy that crap?
Well, that's the
question. No, he allegedly purchased after her disappearance. It says after her disappearance. After.
Okay, and he did the Google search after she died.
Yeah.
The Google searches.
Those two things happened before she died?
No, not before.
There's no question.
That's my point, David. It happened afterwards.
So isn't there a slight, tiny little sliver of a chance that this psychopath woke up, his wife is dead, and instead of calling someone and saying, oh, my God, my wife's dead, please help me, he decided, nope, I think a better course is I'm going to head on over to Lowe's and get me a hacksaw, chop her up. I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah, that's pretty severe.
Right? But he might be found not guilty for the murder of his wife because they don't have a body, they don't have a murder weapon, and they don't have a cause of death.
Hmm.
I find this is this not fascinating to anybody else?
It's fascinating. I get what you're coming from, Josh. I think it's pretty cut and dry what he did
is
was
it?
So bad. I feel like the sentence should be so long that when you get out of jail, you can no longer will be anyone interested in dating you.
The sentence. Like, listen, no one's going to date this dude. He's out. True. He's out. I mean, he's been outed. I mean, no one is. Actually, I shouldn't say that. People date.
Women will definitely date him. Are you crazy?
That's correct. People are dating the Menendez brothers. People are dating. Yeah. People want to date Mangione. People want to date. I think Manson. Didn't Manson have a get married in prison?
Yes, he had a brothel.
It's insane. So anyone can find somebody, even if you've done this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy, but I guess what you're saying, the Hail Mary that the attorneys are sending.
It's brilliant,
here,
right?
What do you have to lose, I guess?
It's quite brilliant because if I'm a jury, if I'm in the jury, I'm going, do I have a reasonable doubt? Not really, but if I have to say, if I was a betting man, I'd put everything on him doing it. I probably would, but there is like a 0.000%, 1% chance that maybe that's what happened. I don't think so, but maybe it did because we don't have a way to disprove that it.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Didn't happen like that. That's what drives me nuts with this case.
Yeah. Well, let's follow it. So what are the chance do you put
so
on
good.
It that you think he did it?
I think it's 99.999999%
right.
He did
it. I think
it.
You take 99.99, multiply the sentence of murder, and that's what you get. Like, let's add probability times.
I don't think you're quite grasping the idea that there's a law that says the maximum amount of time for each crime is X. Now the judge can go to the maximum, but it ain't close to life for the unlawful disposal. But hey, someone look that up. What is the maximum sentence
for unlawful.
I don't want to put that on my website. Disposal. Are you kidding me? Is this a huge?
Could you Google that, please?
You do it, Omar. You're not married.
Yeah, Omar, you do it.
It's a long con to get me in trouble.
Yeah, all you right, do it.
Do you want to put this in the ChatGPT?
Yeah. What's the ask ChatGPT with? I'm going to ask Copilot right now. All right, I'll just do it.
See, that would have been a genius for him. He should have started a podcast, brought this up as a topic, and then go, "Oh my gosh, it happened," and he could say, "I got nervous because I talked about it on a podcast." So he could.
All right, here we go. Set him up. Let's listen. Hey, Copilot, what is the maximum sentence for unlawful disposal of a body in Massachusetts?
While the law outlines the proper procedures for burial, cremation, and cremated remains, the penalties can vary based on the specifics of the case. Generally, unlawful disposal of a body can be considered a serious offense and it may be treated as a felony. The maximum sentence can include several years of imprisonment along with fines depending on the circumstances and any additional charges.
Okay, involved. Thanks, Copal. That's enough. By the way. All right, do you see what he said? Several years. It's not even close to murder. Because if you think about unlawful disposal, it could mean a lot of things. It doesn't mean you chopped up your wife because you found her dead. You know, it could be a funeral home that says they're cremating and really what they're doing is just throwing the body in the backyard. It could be that too.
Somehow I feel like just discussing this topic is going to get my wife to be mad at me. I feel like I'm in trouble just for you talking about
it. Here's the thing though. If this guy, this is my last point on this, then we got to move on. If this dude is found not guilty, has he just set a precedent for everybody who commits murder where the body and weapon are not found?
Of course.
Yeah.
In fact,
it's a bad precedent.
Plan it that way, right?
Yeah.
From the start, you wouldn't like, I killed her in a fit of passion. It would like, this is how I'm going to do it now.
Yeah. Right.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway,
it's not good. Not good.
It's fascinating. Check it out. Brian Walsh case. You got to read into
it. It'll be on Netflix soon.
Yes. Omar, that's the best part.
Omar, what's your topic this week?
I have another $1 million idea. You guys, awesome. Do you guys know when someone's able to take like a failed brand and then turn it into something that's magnificent?
Do we know? I mean? Yeah, we're familiar with that whole concept.
Right. So that's what this is going to be. So one of our friends.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Had a great idea, which she created a bar. Why don't you tell us about the bar, Josh?
I know what you're talking about. Okay. So if I have this right, this is not a great idea, by the way. She created.
Don't be judgy.
I'm pretty judgy on this. She created soap, a bar soap. Okay. So we were asking, what's so special about this bar soap? Well, she called it Slim Soap. And the idea was it would be loaded with ingredients that would help give you weight loss. And so as you rub these ingredients on your body, it would spur weight loss and you would lose weight just from showering.
Right.
Yes.
You didn't eat the soap.
No, you don't eat the soap. You don't eat the soap.
You use the soap.
You use the soap. Now, in order for it to work as she envisioned, you have to literally scrub at 20x the speed you normally do until the entire bar is gone.
For 5 hours.
In the shower for 5 hours. Then you will lose weight. And your one arm will be enormous.
No, but the thesis was there's ingredients in the soap.
It's, yes.
Silkwood.
This is real.
Or, you know,
this is real. Yeah. This Vitamin is real. She G really did this. She has a garage full of these bars of soap. And so this is the failure that Omar thinks he's going to turn around. Go ahead, Omar. That's your setup.
No, listen. Do you remember from Seinfeld when Mr. Costanza and Kramer got the rain jacket, the raincoats?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you that there's a market for this today.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So what I wanted to talk to you guys was about the branding.
Okay.
And how to position it. So what I'm thinking is that I want the Slim Soap to be pink.
Okay.
Right? And it will say Slim Soap on the bar the exact
same
way.
Hers said Slim Soap. I remember.
Excuse me?
Don't interrupt him.
Sorry.
He's on a roll.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man,
keep going.
In the exact
my deepest apologies
as Fight Club.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like Fight Club, yeah. Fight Club's logo was a soap that said Fight Club.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and if you really want that passive burn, use Slim Soap.
Okay, but you're going to have to pay royalties to Fight Club, or at least be able to use their trademark.
Listen, we got lawyers, bro. We'll be fine. Okay, my sister-in-law is a lawyer. All right, she does wills. We're okay.
Yeah. The other way to get around that would be to – who made Fight Club? Who's the guy who made Fight Club that probably owned that?
I know. Shit.
The director?
Sebastian.
Yeah.
No.
What's his name?
He said the movie was better than the book.
Yeah. I didn't like the movie, by the way, but that's besides the point. So the person – here's the way to get around that. Whoever made it, what we could do is we could chop him up and then distribute his body all over the place.
No.
And then claim that we just improperly disposed of his body but did not kill him.
Okay, do either one of you orangutans have a bar soap that you like to use on a regular basis?
Yes. Yes.
What's your bar soap, Josh?
What is it called? Oh, God. I used to use a bar soap called Art of Sport, and they discontinued it. And
your soap?
I'm trying to. Yeah, they discontinued the soap. It was online. I don't think it did well. It was a great bar. It smelled so good. I can't remember the soap that I use now, but I love it. And it's an oversized bar. Like, it's hard to hold on to. I'll tell you what it is, Dave. What do you use?
Wait. Is it grained in the soap, or is it just like normal soap, or does it smell a certain way?
No, it smells really good.
Okay, I got it. Okay, Dave.
It's like sandalwood. You know, like, it's like a manly smell.
I don't remember thinking you smelled that good, Josh.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, listen, I only use it once a week. It's called One with Nature, and you get it on Amazon, and they're like giant bars. Like, it's hard to hold the bar. You got to be Shaq to hold the bar at the beginning. You got to have big hands.
I can't think of the soap. What's the green soap? The
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring. Thank you. That's our soap. Yes. That's no good.
Irish Spring, selling it by the millions.
Guys,
I want you to think about this, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's, can you take everyday common experiences,
yeah,
and make them incrementally special?
Okay, but you're missing the point.
Wait, if I may. So this Slim Soap,
yeah,
bar, we're going to create a brand around this, and it's going to take off like hotcakes. I'm not sure where that the origins of that phrase even is, but I'm telling you,
yeah,
it is completely in the aesthetic of No Sweat Woe, which is
that's your no sweating exercise program.
Our motto there is, why try so hard,
right?
Is it really worth it?
Right.
Some of our listeners are familiar with Josh's injuries, and in general none of us really work out that hard. But my point is, it blends perfectly, and we will make it a brand, and it's going to be beautiful.
Okay, that's not a plan. All you said was it's going to work. Tell me why it will work.
Are we still marketing it as a weight loss?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Device.
Yes.
You are. Yeah. So, you got a picture of a bar. People on YouTube will be able to see it. It looks like Fight Club called Slim Soap, but it doesn't work. That's the whole gist.
It doesn't matter. It's a parody product that still is kind of cool either way. You understand?
Soap.
And by the way, our soap is my preferred. Again, not surprising. You guys, Josh, you have this smell aesthetic, which is fine.
Yeah.
David, of course, takes baths like he's living in Wisconsin in the 1960s.
Dave's using Irish Spring.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so my point is, I prefer the bars with little grains in there, so it has a little bit of friction.
It's exfoliating. Yeah. Those are exfoliating.
Exactly. And so this bar will be pink. It will say Slim Soap, and it's going to be an incredible concept. And you know what? I'm telling you, that will be our product.
How are you going to market it? Are you going to market it like you lose weight with it?
It will market itself.
It's not an answer.
Are we saying you're fighting weight loss? Like,
But
that's a false premise.
No, it's not, Joshua. If your brand is based on parody, there are no such thing as premises to begin with.
There is an actual law that says you are allowed to say whatever you want as long as it's identifiable as parody. That is true.
Yes.
Marketing. You. But it has to be anyone, should reasonable person would know it's a parody.
So is Weird Al can doesn't need licensing?
Correct.
When he sings? Is that true?
That's exactly true. There was a guy, I don't know if you ever heard of Nathan Fielder, but Nathan Fielder had a show on HBO called Nathan For You. And if anyone's ever not seen that, check it out. It's hilarious. This guy is so funny. And is he did an episode where he decided to make he fixes businesses, but in a very comedic form. He is not really fixing them, but he fixes them in a very hilarious, unusual way. And there was a coffee shop he wanted to fix, and he rebranded the coffee shop Dumb Starbucks. And he used Starbucks everything. Their logo, their colors, their look, their everything. But he called it Dumb Starbucks. And legally, he was allowed to do that because it was parody.
Well, why don't we rename it Fight Soap? If we just name it Fight Soap?
But that doesn't say anything about losing weight.
Omar, can we work? Do we need to stay with the product? I feel like the picture you're showing us and the idea around Slim Soap doesn't quite work together. Like,
it does. This is, you guys, this is a parody. Like the only soap bar formulated to help you lose weight while you shower.
That doesn't sound like a parody.
Who does it want that?
Everybody wants that, but it doesn't work. It doesn't do that.
Well, that's not the point. I get that. Like, you don't need it to work. But I feel like it should, unless you're saying Slim Soap, you're fighting against, you know, your weight or, you know, against food, and the Fight Club soap is the connection to Fight Club.
Oh, like, my
God. You got to connect
this
Fight Club
so...
in this picture to
Slim Soap. Is the world's first dermatologically adjacent, almost scientifically supported fat evaporation bar. Primarily for people who want results but refuse to sweat. Slim Soap, which is a proprietary blend of ingredients whose name sounds impressive enough to convince even your
most
great
friend. Did ChatGPT just come up with that?
Yes.
ChatGPT just came up with that. It's clever.
I'm telling you guys.
Listen, the problem is people will stop buying it if they're gaining weight.
No, but Josh.
But it is. It's the joke that you're selling.
I get it. But no, I get it. But no one's going to want that. Here's the problem.
It's funny.
It is funny, Omar, but funny has to be in a public forum. You're alone in the shower. It's not funny to anybody else. It's only you and the joke.
Well, you give it as a gift. That's
funny. Dude.
How many? Now you're in the. Now you've taken it to Spencer's. Now you are a gag gift.
No,
now you're.
Now you're
fake pooping and fake vomit and. Those things don't make a lot of money because people don't buy them.
They don't. David, he did it again. You always got to go to the money. It's not about the money. The money is an output.
You said you were going to make this thing successful. What constitutes 100%
successful?
100%. Sales constitutes success.
Sales can mean a lot of things, Josh.
No, they can't. It means one thing.
No.
How many are you selling?
I'm talking about not just the quote unquote sales of this one specific brilliant concept, right? But also adjacent brands that will be able to enjoy the halo of the Slim Soap bar.
Like, give me an idea. And by the way, if the soap actually does make you lose weight, I really don't want to be rubbing it on certain parts of my body. Yes?
Well, yes, we don't want the soap to actually work. I think you made that point.
I don't want it to work on certain parts. That's
I'm
no
just
good.
Looking up, there is a founder of Fake Vomit, and it's a hit gag, and he made a ton of money.
How much?
These are things we should do ahead of time.
Fake Vomit's kind of ubiquitous. Everybody knows Fake Vomit.
But, you know, whoopee cushions, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, I think the thing is, like, if you were to reintroduce this into the marketplace and with some different branding, the question is the challenge of it. Can we get it to sell?
Slim socks, lose weight from the ground up. Slim shirt, a shirt so tight it burns calories out of.
Yeah, listen, anyone who's wearing, no one's going to want to go out with Slim written on their shirt or their socks.
Oh, it's funny.
It's funny, but it's not. It's
Omar. Will you support it?
And yes. How are you going to give that to somebody as a gift?
A slim blanket.
How are you going to give that to somebody as a gift? That's insulting. You're going to give somebody slim soap? That's insulting. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying this.
I'm in, Omar.
You're in. All right, you two go enjoy it. I'm going to guarantee you it does not work.
Will you put it on our site?
Yep.
No, I'm not putting it on our site. I'm not going to encourage this type of behavior.
Josh.
Maybe.
Dave,
maybe I will.
And I,
maybe.
If it's a clear parody. This is an interesting moment in FTS history right now.
It is an interesting moment.
Because Dave and I both want to do it. This is fascinating.
If you put the FTS logo on the other side of the bar, then I will allow it because then it's real parody. Then people know that's a parody.
That's not a bad idea. What about just on the wrapper?
Okay.
I don't care. Wrapper's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine by me.
Okay.
All right. Done. There you go.
You see, this is how the founders did the Constitution.
This is how business is. This is how business is done. This is what happens. Boys and girls, this is what happens in boardrooms.
This is an economics 101 class.
This is how $1,000 ideas are born.
No, this is a great idea.
We're gonna turn this product around.
All right.
Yeah,
if you say so.
Takeover.
If you say so.
All right. So, how cheap do you think we can get that soap from Dawn for?
You can get it for pennies on a dollar. She's got boxes of soap sitting in her garage that she's probably would pay someone to unload.
Yeah. The supply chain for this first order is pretty cheap.
Have you seen any of these bars?
She gave out bars when she originally bought all that stuff.
So what color is it? I mean,
I don't remember. It was so long ago. Yeah, I don't remember. I just thought it was a crazy idea.
That's tomorrow's problem. Today's problem is getting them on the website in this brand. It's beautiful.
All right. Okay. We have our marching orders.
All right.
We also got to do. We got to get the IP from Dom before she joins. Where?
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Don't ever listen to this show because she's going to understand what a great idea we've got. So.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, speaking of great ideas, I'd like to eat dinner. So I think we wrap this episode up.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us this this episode. Again, if you would like to reach out to us on any of these topics, we'd like an order of Slim Soap. We could probably make that happen. Ask Bart's hat. Like, there's all kinds of things.
Oh, wait. I call it. Look, it's Harvard Business School. They want to do a case study.
Yeah.
That's Slim Soap.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't know how they heard us, but email us at friends@fts.media. Please go to our website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com, where you can find lots of fun things and order all your Christmas gifts.
All your merch. Use that promo code FTSThanks for free shipping.
All right. And then check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. And vote for us for both Best Podcast of the Year and the Best Comedy Podcast of the Year.
Yes.
We really deserve it. It would be great for you to spend a little time.
Absolutely.
If you haven't sent us money or sent us an email, just give us a vote. That would be appreciated. But until next time, bye, everyone.
See ya.
Be the person that your dog thinks you are.
That's not smell you later.
No, I'm done with smell you later. I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay, done.
I want to make...